Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, happy New Year's Eve. Happy Saturday, everybody. He is Shane Schwabo. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Shane Schwabo, where the hell is Adam in all this?
Oh, well, he's on. If those of you who just listen and don't follow our Facebook page, Adam is on baby daddy duty. Adam is now a father. He had his baby Tuesday. 7:17 a.m., so he was not able to partake in the recording of the Blarney Hour this week.
Well, if he has a baby around, then chances are, oh, well, would you look at that? We got somebody that's there to baptize it already.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Oh.
Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we today?
Oh, speak of the devil. My God.
Well, happy New Year's Eve, Father. How you doing tonight?
Well, I was doing okay till just a second ago. I would just talk to a priest and say, speak of the devil.
Well, if we're going to end a year in a bang, might as well bring him into the mix.
No, we don't want him in our mix. Hey, listen, boys, I saw that Adam had his baby.
Yes. He had his baby there Tuesday morning at 7:17 a.m.
Well, congratulations to him and his bride.
Yeah, we will pass it on. That's the reason he's not here tonight. He's on daddy duty. And we tried to get him. We were going to do the show from the Baby Central, but they didn't think that was a very good idea. They're going to be listening in, though.
Well, I don't know how good of an idea it would have been either, for heaven's sake.
Oh, come on. It'll be pretty good. We'll be in the birthing room, and by the time that it came out, we got the Guinness and we got the Jameson. We put the Jameson before the Guinness, and then we pretty much got ourselves a pretty good baby in our hands afterwards.
Well, yeah, that was the thing, Father. Adam wanted to know if you know, when you were going to baptize the baby, he wanted to know if you could use some Jameson or a splash of Guinness, maybe.
Well, heavens no. I would never do such a thing to that poor child.
I mean, it ain't hurt to ask.
Yeah, I guess holy water will come in as a close third.
It will. It's what we'll use.
I'm just scared about, okay, if we use Jameson, what if it reached towards the baby's eyes? I don't think he'll be liking that quite one bit.
I mean, yeah, he'll just be glassy-eyed like the rest of us.
Well, hey, now... See the holy water won't do that.
No. Now, Father, how do they do that anymore? Do they dunk the baby right in, or do they just sprinkle a little bit on the forehead?
I just sprinkle it on the forehead. That dunking people in the water, jeepers creepers.
I don't understand that. People just dunking their babies into the water.
Yeah, I mean, what if the baby doo-doo's in the?
See, follow my lead, boys. Everything will be okay.
Yeah, you've been doing this a while. Well, good. Well, how are you, Father? You had a good Christmas?
I did have a good Christmas. It was very jolly.
Yeah. Good. We had a real bad storm here.
We did a different meal. We did pulled pork.
Well, you're kidding me.
Oh, no, pulled pork and, sister's kids did a smoke some pork pot, and then we did some coleslaw and mac and cheese. Oh, it was wonderful. I was happy.
Well, that's good. You know, I mean, a lot of people have ham for Christmas. I guess it doesn't make a difference if you got, you know, shredded ham or just ham. It's all the same.
Yeah, the pig's a pig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got pulled pork, we got ham, and like you said, a pig's a pig, so we're not doing anything out the ordinary for this Christmas, so...
Now, did you have a good turnout Christmas Day?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Did you have a good turnout Christmas Day at church?
Oh, well, certainly. We did a midnight mass, and it was beautiful. We had the choir singing, Sister Mary, Sister Anne. They were both there. It was just great.
Well, good. It was good to hear. And, what do you have planned for New Year's?
Well, I'm probably just going to hang out here with the kitty cats.
Yeah. Big service in the morning. Now, do typically a lot of people show up New Year's Day?
Well, yes, I get some, but you can smell the booze on them.
They just come in to confess, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, for I have drank too much last night."
Pretty much, and they all look like it.
They just came in with the baggy eyes and the smell of beer in their breath, like, "Oh, please, Father."
That's right. Crack that wine open. We need a little hair of the dog.
I had weight.
That's what worries me if Drew was one to come in there on New Year's Day, but he never makes it. But if he did, I'm quite sure he'd have a bottle of liquor in his hand.
Oh, if he comes in, you're just going to have to get the holy wine away from him.
Yeah, yeah. I'll still have a bottle of champagne from the night before, probably. Say, "Hey, Father, you ought to pour this for the communion wine. Put a little bubbly in it."
I don't think so. Yeah, you have some issues, son. Sometimes you just make my mind go sideways.
Well, we don't want to do that to you, Father. We don't want to twist you up too much, but how about a prayer for us? How about a toast for going into the new year?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Let me see. I'll see if I can come up with something. Let's see. I'll always remember to forget the troubles that pass your way, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day.
Oh, well, thank you, Father, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you. I don't know if I'll see you, but I'll talk to you.
Yeah, you're not going to see me tomorrow morning, but we'll talk to you next week. Adam will be back, and everything will be all back to normal next week.
He'll most likely be doing his communion tomorrow morning at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet. you need that bread to soak up all that booze.
Absolutely.
It'll probably be fortune cookies from the night before, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, yo. You're silly.
All right, Father. Well, good night, Father.
Good night, Father.
Good night, boys. Have a good night. Try to be safe.
You too, Nell. Thank you.
That's the plan. Goodbye.
Oh, always good to hear from Father John. And, you know, I mean, he takes it with a grain of salt, but...
I mean, when we start off things with Speak of the Devil, I know that I'm probably going to push a couple of his buttons right there.
That's right. But that's okay. It all worked itself out, and he gave his blessings to Adam and Joseph, and it's all going to work out well. So, but you know what? Last week in the Christmas show and everything else going on, Shane, I just want to get right into the music. So here is My Head is Filled with Music by The Real McKenzies right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
boatwright as his father and his grand. I'm working in a boat, you're building on the River Thames. One day Chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bucket of bowl of nails. The devil said, and the Chip, take these nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this rat and I will take your soul. Chip the spice of rat and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to turn the back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river on smell and the sentence smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. I say to him, my master, and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit, a yard will build a ship. I say to him, my master, I'm going to get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats and do the pranks they chew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I got you, Chip.
You call it alcoholism. I call it Liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
All alone, wants something more of a fiend and feels he hasn't got a hope. But over on the north side, it's all about to hit. No one realizes what's about to happen here. Mary's in familiar ways, about to drop a kid. Her romance sipping gravy from an empty biscuit tin. The Brotherhood are gathering, they're fate yet to appear. The citizens divided, all they want is to be heard. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett and Pierce. Can't Mac Dunn, damn it, have no fear. Volunteers together, insurrection they believe. Could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song of liberty, yeah. Together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty. The casualties will mount out inside the GPO. There was nothing left but rubble with the burning came to smoke. Khomeini may be waiting to fade against the wall. Execute their empty body, all you did was free our souls. This is a song of liberty, yeah. Together rising unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty, a song of liberty, a song of liberty, a song of liberty. This is a song of liberty. drink a porter from your comfy old chair. Don't forget the men and women, 'twas the blood for you they shed. Remember poor old Danny and Mary with her brood. Don't take the life for granted, it was all they ever knew. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett and Pierce. Can't MacDonald and Dermot had no fear. Volunteers together, surrender they believed. Could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song on liberty, yeah. Together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song on liberty, yeah. Together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty, yeah. Liberty, yeah. Liberty, yeah. Liberty, yeah.
By its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good.
All right, welcome back to our New Year's Eve special. He's Shane Schwabo. I'm Drew Duffney. As we talked about in the beginning of the Blarney Hour show there, we had Adam is off on baby daddy duty, and that was A Song of Liberty by Flogging Molly. But ready for this New Year's, Shane?
I'm just getting ready for this 2022 to be over with. I'm not saying that it was a bad year, but it wasn't really good as well.
Right, right. Well, that's what that Flogging Molly did, that tribute to Ukraine, and that's what that song Liberty was about. But it was funny because over Christmas, my mom was talking about Cesar Chavez, and he was a big union leader, because I joked about it. I said, you kids don't know how bad you got it. When I was a kid, we had to boycott grapes, and the deal was Woody Guthrie and Cesar Chavez were going through all the grape pickers out in California because they were in horrendous conditions and weren't paying them hardly any money back then. And so we actually boycotted buying grapes to support the unionization of the grape pickers. So in lieu of that, we are going to play some of the Dropkick Murphys titles here that they redid from Woody Guthrie. And so here is All You Phonies About to Lose by the Dropkick Murphys.
Come on, you friends and workers, a tale I tell to you of how we built a union. You call the NMU. We fought the goons and gun thugs around the ocean shores. I guess I got my head caved in a dozen times.
Bound to lose, lose, lose. I'll take this jug of drinking juice, I'll bust it on the wall. I'll stay sober the rest of my days, never touch the stuff at all. I'll never touch the stuff at all.
How many times you promised me you'd never drink that juice? Well, I've learned 5,000 times or more to trust you ain't no use. To trust you ain't no use.
I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore. Oh, please, my dear, open up your heart and open up your gate. Open up your door so locked and barred. Please give me one more day. Please give me one more day.
10 million times you broke my heart. I wanna make love to my man.
I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore. Oh, please, my dear, open up your heart and open up your gate.
Well, my doors are locked and you are barred. You ain't getting no more days.
You ain't getting no more days. I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. Never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, and laid this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Through the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo. And bravery. This one's for us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was three from the Dropkick Murphys right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and that one was Rose Tattoo. You ever heard Rose Tattoo there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I remember back when I was, I want to say either my junior or my senior year of high school, I picked up the CD. I think it was called, crap, I can't think of it at the top of my head, but it had that song on there, but it also had The Boys Are Back.
Sure.
I remember that song because I was a big hockey guy, and one of the songs that would play on one of the video games was The Boys Are Back. The boys are back, and they're looking for trouble.
That's funny. Well, we ought to get back into her, and we're going to slow things down a little bit. We're going to get a little jolly. It is our New Year's Eve special here. And so here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, we got four coming up from Gaelic Storm. Here is Pina Colada and a Pint Glass right here on Solid State Radio.
She's working as a waitress in Dublin, filling up the tourists with beer, stashing away a little cash every day to buy a ticket to ride out of here. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. No more rain for this Irish rose. She's gonna go, where the palm trees grow. Wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She's standing in the line at the chipper, waiting for her curry and peas. She's dying for some of that papaya and rum, and the kiss of a coconut breeze. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She bought a tongue bikini and a big straw hat. She's gonna go, and she's not coming back. She wants a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. Sunday, but she's dreaming of a tropical night. Another 5 or 10 in her pocket, and then she'll be closer to the price of a flight. And every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She plays Beach Boys records and she dances alone. And before she goes home, she pours a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She wants a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. With a pink umbrella on top.
Story about a man named Johnny Tarr. He was a hard lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself. Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun, or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well all the booze would be gone. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst. Johnny Tarr.
Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts raining, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and drive. Slowly rolled into the pubbery corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his ball, the head and the pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing.
Well, Billy Batty was a butcher boy. He rode a butcher's bike down Dublin's dirty back streets at the dawning of daylight. He loved a girl named Lucy. Lucy loved another lad, a soldier tall and handsome. This made young Billy sad. One day a circus came to town, it had a dancing bear. But Billy had to go, for he knew she would be there. The second he rode up, he knew that something was awry. The crowd was all a gallop yelling, run before you die. Now the bear was mad with hunger and had broke free from his chain. He had rampaged through the big top when all at once he came across the poor young Lucy, fallen curled up on the ground. The soldier boy was hiding, he was nowhere to be found.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing.
Now Billy heard her screams and knew at once what he must do.
He took off on his trusty bike and to her aid he flew.
He cycled right up to the bear and he threw a piece of meat. The bear spun right around and he caught that beefy treat. He scarfed it down in just one bite and looked up for some more.
Round him circled Billy, trailing sausage on the floor.
Just out of reach he kept him as he lured the beast away. The bear had got a taste,
now brave young Billy was his prey. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. He would sing.
Three times around the tent the creature had to stop.
He rested and he thought, then he began to skip and hop. He danced a polka and a waltz to everyone's delight.
The crowd began to clap and cheer at such a wondrous sight. Billy tossed the bear a lamb chop, then a mighty T-bone steak.
The dancing just got faster and the ground began to shake.
He swallowed whole two turkey strings of sausages galore, then fully gently lay down and began to loudly snore. Well, the crowd went wild with pleasure as to our hero Lucy ran.
She forgot the soldier boy, now brave young Billy was her man.
Now the moral of the story is, if you want to win your Lucy, you better have a trusty bike and a sausage plump and juicy. A sausage plump and juicy.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, now he never whistles every day. Every day he sings a la da little day dum da little da. And every day he sings la da do do day dum da little da.
chicken wings on chicken wings, liver, tongue, or tail. Is it skirt or marrow bone, game hen, grouse, or quail? There's trotters, T-bone, legs, or thighs, brisket, neck, or jowl. Partridge, duck, and turkey, pheasant, guinea fowl. Ribeye, round, or sirloin, topside, rump, or flank. Bison, goat, London, broil, porter, house, or shank. Black pudding, bacon, rashers, scratchings, chicken feet. Haggis, ham, and sweetbread, there's every kind of meat. You've got shoulder, mutton, rabbit, a rack of lamb or chops, veal, venison, tripe, and kidney, heart, or hot.
All right, that was The Bear and the Butcher Boy by Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. He is Shane Schwabo. I'm Drew Duffney, and this is our New Year's special. Y'all ready to get this going, Shane?
If you think that we're sounding a little bit tired, then yeah, we're just waiting for the New Year's Eve to come, because I don't know why, but it seems like between the time during Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, it just seems like a huge rut in order to get ourselves into.
It is. It's just everybody is just in the holiday mode, which is about 6 speeds lower than normal.
That just makes work a lot more unbearable.
Yes. Yeah, it does. But
for some of those people who do have to work during the week, I apologize.
Well, speaking of work, why don't we pay some bills here? We got a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back, folks.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their next show, an Indigenous art show celebrating Indigenous History Month, November 3rd through November 12th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 noon to 4 p.m., with a gala opening on Friday, November 4th from 5 to 8. This event is free and open to the public. Stone's Throw Theater is located in downtown Lapeer in the Gallery of Byers Furniture. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Brunches, chef specials, date nights, happy hours. Moments like these are made possible by the COVID-19 vaccine.
My taste buds have missed this.
So let's savor this moment. Keep the dining out going. Keep the togetherness going by keeping your COVID-19 vaccines up to date. Find your vaccine at michigan.gov/COVID-vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
Hey, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series coming your way. Saturday, February 11th at Cascade Lounge in Metamora, I have three bands that you need in your life, three bands that I play on my show: Clayton Cipolletti, Five and Dime Poets, and Crimson Eyed Orchestra. It's all going on at Cascade Lounge, 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. No cover, no tickets, just come on in and have a good time and support local music. It's a Sessions concert series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. He is Shane Schwabo. I'm Drew Duffney. Like we said, Adam is off on daddy duty. And I think Adam's going to have to get used to quite a bit of this, because coming up next by Seamus Kennedy, we got Monkey Farts.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, he never had the time. Sure, he'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man, or keep quiet, or no, you can't have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason for sharing his philosophy of life. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now from my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I went. He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying, watch my step, and as I pass, beware who I looked up to, and whatever else I might do, know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea.
Sorry.
The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street.
To the pub after working all day, and I ordered a slow Guinness stout. But the yuppies were yapping so loud on their cell phones, the barman did not hear me shout. He brought me a glass and a bottle of Bud and set them down in front of me. Well, I coughed and I sputtered in pure disbelief. Then I sang out this chorus with glee. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. Then the waitress came by when I'd finished my first one, a frazzled young woman named Jill. She snatched up my empty without even looking and went off to get a refill. She brought me a glass of some pale fizzy liquid and said, "Here's the Bud you asked for." Well, I gave her a glare that would knock down a moose, and I sang out this chorus once more. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. So if ever you're seeking a beer with great flavor to round out your day or your meal, and they serve you a Miller, a Coors, or a Schlitz, or some other brand that ain't real, if the King of Beers is your only selection, I hope that you'll answer like this. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, I won't drink 12 ounces of that lousy beer. Oh, that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is true.
Got to do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once.
And then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own. Okay? Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Very good, no mistakes. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go. Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Ready? Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Watch it. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah,
working with a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful.
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah. sipping on a bottle of Schlitz.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. That was Sarah Sarah by Seamus Kennedy. That was Three by Seamus Kennedy. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale Monkey Farts. And, of course, Sarah Sarah, we just closed out with it. And this is going to wind down our Blarney Hour. We got some local music coming up from Stone Clover and Mulholland. But that is going to do it for us. And stick around for Sessions to break in the new year.
And by the time that Sessions is over, it'll already be the new year. And you get to hear this dumb person.
That's right. You'll hear Shane Schwabo on the overnights. Happy New Year, everybody. Good night.
See ya.
You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la. And a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Declare a drinking war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Beer and whiskey, ain't it great? 9, 10, 11, 12. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16. I just wanted one more whiskey. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome.